Well, in particular, I guess I was looking forward to working with Stephen and discussing the issues affecting Southeast and the challenges ahead. My concern running against Peggy is that we'll be debating her record, and I don't think that that helps us craft a future for Southeast Alaska.
So why do you think it's a problem running against Peggy Wilson's record?
Well, I certainly will be talking about the things that I think as the next representative I can do. Peggy's clearly got 10 years of presence in the legislature, and we'll say that is enough to keep her in place. And so it's a topic that doesn't necessarily speak to improvements to life in Southeast. It speaks to her record as an office holder.
And what issues would you like to have the campaign focus on?
My campaign is focused on the affordability and livability of life here in the district. Our communities all are facing challenges that I think better representation can meet, and one of the issues, at least here in Sitka, is working hard to ensure that we get adequate state support for our electricity projects, our raising of the Blue Lake Dam and replacement and addition of turbines to meet our electrical needs. If we don't get the support that we need, we can expect our rates to go up by at least 20%. And that makes Sitka less competitive in the region, less competitive in the state, and it makes it difficult to stay here in Sitka if you're certainly if you've got a fixed income, or if you have other demands that mean your income is limited.
Now, you've been talking about Sitka, of course. Petersburg, Wrangell, Pelican, Port Alexander are part of the district. What sort of issues do you want to discuss there?
Petersburg, during my visits to Petersburg, which I've really enjoyed, I had an opportunity to sit across the table from a contractor who described the difficulty he had building in Petersburg. And as I learned more about the situation there, Petersburg has even greater challenges to building in the moist soil and muskeg around there than we have here in Sitka or elsewhere. So as I learn more about that situation, my goal is to advocate for a state program to implement a land bank for developers to offset wetland impacts when on-site mitigation is prohibitive or impossible. And this would basically benefit the smaller developers, those folks who are putting in a individual house pad or a driveway or so on, and dealing with wetlands issues that typically the large scale developers are able to manage themselves. So I think that there are concrete benefits for folks in all the communities here for a program like that.
Sitka is the largest community in District 2. And yet Sitkans have consistently lost to Peggy Wilson from Wrangell, the smaller of the larger three communities in the district. How are you going to try to convince people in your hometown that you're the one they should elect?
The success Peggy Wilson has enjoyed from support in Wrangell has made all the difference, and that recent candidates from Sitka have received a majority, but not the plurality that overcomes support that she gets from her hometown of 80%, 8 out of 10 votes frequently being cast for her. And if Sitka were to find it in its own interest to support a local candidate in the same way that Wrangell does, Sitka would certainly define the representative and possibly the agenda for a legislator. So in one way, I hope to appeal to the self-interest of residents here in Sitka and achieve a higher plurality of the votes. And then in Wrangell and Petersburg, to demystify that unknown quality of someone from out of town.
Now, Stephen Samuelson, while he lost, picked up a significant portion of the vote, did much better than he did 2 years ago. Is there anything in particular you're going to try to do to pick up some of those ballots?
I appreciate the energy and attention that Stephen brought to the State House race. His relative success demonstrates to me that there is certainly some interest in having a new legislator for District 2. And so I think that held kind of a special attraction because Stephen is close to fisheries like I am. He's very much invested in his town of Petersburg like I am in Sitka. So there were definitely some similarities in the way I think we looked at the successful industries and the challenges facing the communities. One of the things I guess I disagree with was the notion that that a party should serve the district. And when he suggested that the seat should remain in Republican hands to line up with the affiliation of the governor and Senator Stedman, and that hasn't been successful in the past. This last capital budget, we here in Sitka in particular, suffered some major vetoes from the governor. We saw a $15 million capital appropriation reduced to $8 million. And I guess as a resident of Sitka and a voter, I have to ask myself, and I assume that other people will be asking themselves, well, how do we make up this difference? How do we get the support and get the attention of the governor to adequately fund these strategic energy projects? And I think we need to appeal to those folks in South Central who have a strong influence over the shaping of the capital budget and funding of the programs that make such a difference for us here in Southeast. And four words, the Senate Bipartisan Working Group. I think it was a successful demonstration that partisan politics isn't the most efficient or effective or appropriate way to move legislation ahead. And I hope that voters take that into consideration, that what I believe District 2 needs is an effective delegate from one of its communities to serve the entire district.